Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Now, Brian Mitchell's a big Prince fan. I like Prince, but not on the B. Mitch scale. And B. Mitch says he doesn't even like Prince on the John Walton scale. John Walton joins us now on the BetQL guest line. Of course, John Walton is the play-by-play voice of the Washington Capitals on the radio. You can hear the Caps Flyers winning in Game 82 tonight here on 106.7 The Fan. John, what's up, dude? How did you like your intro
music? I think
music?
After that musical interlude, guys, I think it's 2 points and we got no problem here tonight. I'm good to go after that.
What's up, Jake? That's what I like to hear. Take us through the machinations tonight. If the Caps win, it's over. They're playing the Rangers, whatever, Friday or Sunday, whenever that would be. What else can happen?
A million things, I guess, but I think obviously that's the easiest one. You have scenarios that if the Capitals do not win here tonight, it gets into a level of murkiness I can't even begin to describe. But the worst case would be Detroit would win tonight and the Caps lose and Detroit would get in. If Detroit lost, then you've got Pittsburgh, who plays tomorrow and not tonight, that would have a chance to get in. And then the Flyers, this is the crazy one, guys. So let's say the game's tied. Let's say that you've got Detroit losing out of town. The Flyers are going to know what's going on. The only way the Flyers can get in is for everyone else to lose, and they have to win in regulation. So you could get to a point tonight where the Caps and the Flyers are tied, say, 2-2, and there's 2 minutes to go. The Flyers would almost certainly have to pull the goalie in a tie game to try and win in regulation because that's the only way they can get in, and it makes it possible the Caps could go to the playoffs by scoring an empty net game-winning goal.
Wow.
So that's about the craziest thing I think I've ever heard, but that is something that could happen tonight. But the Caps could make it a whole lot easier on all of us if they just go out and win a nice, tidy 4-1 game, get three in the first period, and call it a day.
What
just
type
win,
of game
do
you think you need to see tonight for them to get that victory?
Well, it's a back half of a 2-2, so you drained a little bit out of the tank last night. But there were some good things last night that I thought will help the cause tonight. They didn't really have to stress the D-men as much as I thought they might have. They only gave up 16 shots, and the minutes weren't crazy. I mean, Carlson's was through the roof, but everybody else was kind of in line with what you thought they were going to do last night. Charlie Lindgren, most importantly, didn't see a lot last night. He was a relatively light night for him, one of the lightest of his season. There is no doubt in my mind he is getting the start in the back-to-back here tonight. And then in terms of offense, you need to do what they did last night against Boston, which was get in on a forecheck and make the Flyers turn over the puck in their own zone. And I think that's something the Flyers have struggled for about a month and a half. They can make the playoffs still because this race has been pretty glacial to its finish here. And all four teams involved have had their struggles at one time or another. But if they're able to get that first goal, we've seen it so many times down the stretch, that when they're playing in front, the defense settles in and they make it really tough for the other team to get any traction. So I think if they're able to do that against a Philly team that's certainly going to be motivated at the beginning of the game, they know they're not dead yet, but they will certainly give themselves a much better chance if they can come up with that first goal.
Talking with John Walton here on the BetQL guest line. Of course, you can listen to John and all the Caps coverage tonight right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can follow John at John Walton PXP. So we talked to Joe B last week before they went to Buffalo, and I was nervous about that Buffalo game because they were coming off the big win in Detroit. They got the big win last night. Certainly some young guys have really started to emerge for Washington. They've got some older players. What part of the back-to-back gives you pause this evening?
I think that exactly that. This is still an older team. This is, you know, for a guy like Alex Ovechkin, you know, you're 38 and you got to dial it back up. And in normal situations, the 2-2s can be a little dicey, especially when you get later in the year. But I really feel in a game like this, you have so much emotion. I mean, we came up on the train last night right after the game, got settled in late, but not overly so. It's a day of rest here, pretty much, you know, get a meal, get something to eat. But mostly it's just adrenaline. Like at this point, they have put themselves in this position by beating really good Tampa Bay team, by beating a Boston team that's probably going to win their Atlantic Division title tonight. And Philly is not that, but they're still obviously a motivated team. You're going on adrenaline. You're going on emotion. And Charlie Lindgren has been the spirit animal of this entire run. He is going to get the start, and as soon as he goes in and makes a couple of big saves, we've seen this team rise to the occasion. So I really think that as long as they get off to a good start, they don't make any unforced errors or mistakes. They made virtually none last night. There's no such thing as a mistake-free hockey game, but I thought they were pretty close to that last night. It's going to take that same kind of effort and resolve, especially in the first 20 minutes. I think that if you were facing a team, and I think Joe would probably have said the same, Buffalo is a fast-skating team. The Capitals don't always respond well to games and teams that have a lot of team speed. They're not that quick a team. But this is going to be the third straight game where they're facing a team where they don't have a ton of speed. They're a good team. They've got skill. They got guys who can score. But this is not as fast team like a Buffalo is, or like Toronto, which the Caps have really struggled with this year. It's not that kind of team. So I think, you know, just sticking to the game plan and what they've been able to do here, I think they're going to be okay.
It's going to be fascinating. What is you talked about Lindgren there, and you've been doing this a long time. You've been in the hockey world a long time. Is there any sort of, like, comparable story to Charlie, who was signed to be the backup and really kind of an afterthought and just emerged as
the guy
and perhaps the most important player on this team?
I think in the course of the game there is. It's unusual, to say the least. I mean, he's 30. He has been with a number of organizations. And the last one, I wonder what the St. Louis Blues are thinking right about now, because they had a pretty good glut of goalies. They've got a pretty good one in Jordan Binnington, but they had a couple of up-and-coming prospects, and they had to decide on Charlie Lindgren. Were they going to sign him, or were they going to just let him go? They let him go. I mean, he was an unrestricted free agent, and anybody could have signed him. And the Capitals, to their credit, went out and identified him, even though he didn't have a ton of NHL games at the time, as saying, look, this guy has what it takes to be able to step in if he's not playing for a couple of weeks, and he's shown a pretty good track record of being able to make saves. And it's amazing to me that it's like, okay, like last year he came in and did a really nice job, and he showed. Darcy Kuemper got hurt in December last year, and Charlie played pretty much the entire month. And you're like, wow, you know, he really has something going here. It's like, Darcy's the number one, but, you know, it's nice to know that you got a guy that can come in and do it. What's amazing is he's played the most games of any goalie in the NHL since the middle of January. He's won more games than anyone in the NHL since March 7th, and he has only not played in three games in the last 28.
And he's tied for shutouts, isn't he?
Yeah, and tied for, and that's right. And he's got six shutouts, which is tied for the most in the league. So to be able to do all of those things in a relatively short amount of time, that's an incredibly tough workload. And he shouldered it very, very well. I think all of us, you know, the glass half empty is, you know, what do you have left when you've played that much? Because that's a 65, 70 game pace if you do it through the whole season. No one does that in the NHL anymore. You max out at about 55 because you want your guy to be ready for the playoffs. But he has shouldered it so well. The Capitals have needed him because the Caps don't score a lot of goals. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And he's been able to win 3-2, 2-1 games all the way through to get the Caps into this position here tonight.
It truly has been remarkable, but you also can't look past that Ovi had the slow start. And then when Ovi got hot is kind of when the Caps got hot. You've watched him do so much, so many goals, raising a cup, playoff success, playoff failures, frankly. You've seen him grow from like a, you know, as a dude that is about the same age as Alex. There were times in my 20s where I ended up at the same bars as Alex, right? Like, this is a dude that has grown up in this city and gone from a young man making a ton of money to a married man and a father and all sorts of things. Does he continue to surprise you, like, with the level of play and what he's been able to do over the last 45 days?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at what he's been able to do down the stretch. And to your point, going into the last game before the All-Star break, the Capitals were in Dallas in late January, and he had 8 goals. And he's got 30 now. And that is very much in the second half a pace that we have seen from him in years gone by. And he is not the player that he was in terms of foot speed. He's not going to run anybody down. You're not going to see a lot of big hits along the board. You'll see some, and he'll well-time them to kind of will his team into the fight. We've even seen that here over the course of the last couple of games. But no, I'm done being surprised just because, you know, even when he was slumping, I mean, you're like, okay, he's 38, you know, maybe this is the time. I mean, Father Time's undefeated. Somebody's going to come up and, you know, and do it better, do it stronger, do it faster, and maybe it's not his time anymore. And then he turns around, and now he's got 852 goals. And if he doesn't get one tonight, he's going to end the regular season only 42 away from the most in NHL history. And I don't know if he's going to get 42 next year, but I would bet by early in the following year, he's going to be knocking on Wayne Gretzky's door, and he's going to do something for a team in our town. And that's the part, I mean, listen, I didn't grow up here, but this is my home. And to have been here for 13 years and to have gotten to do what I've done that I wanted to do my whole career, to do it with him and scoring these kinds of goals and trying to score 895, I never could have dreamed something like this. And I love the fact that he's doing it in Washington, that a hockey record that is so sacred, and he's never worn another uniform and he's never gonna. That to me is just something I'll always feel like a warm blanket to me. I love everything about that.
You look at him like he had a lot of haters when he first came on, but you can see a lot of people are starting to really, really give him his just due.
I think everybody wants to see this thing happen. And it's just such a, you know, I remember I was in college when Gretzky tracked down Gordie Howe. And, you know, to think that, I mean, I knew I wanted to do this as a job. I knew I wanted to call games in the NHL. I wanted to call a Stanley Cup win. I mean, those are things you dream of, but I couldn't dream this. I mean, and no one could. I mean, you don't think that somebody's going to come along and break that record and that you could be, you know, one of the guys that gets to call it. That's phenomenal. And he's, you know, I think you're right. I think across the game of hockey, and his staying power, his longevity, he hardly ever misses a game through the course of almost 20 years, which in our sport is unheard of.
Yep.
It's been a tremendous thing to watch.
It has absolutely been a tremendous thing to watch. One other thing we got to address before this game tonight. If you want to listen to the game tonight, you can listen to John on the call right here on 106.7 The Fan. They are losing guys. You know what I mean? Like, Malenstein went down the other night. what are we expecting the back end to look like tonight just from a straight-up health perspective?
Yeah, it's a fair question because this has been a patchwork quilt of sorts, trying to get the six guys on the ice to play D. I think we're going to see Dylan McElrath again. He played a little bit more than 12 minutes last night. Dylan is not a fast skater by any means, but he's tough. He's smart. He's a veteran, and they had him down in Hershey and were able to pull him up, and I thought he did a really nice job last night. Vinny Iorio is going to play again. Alex Alexeyev is going to play again. I would think it's going to be the same six. There is a chance. You've got Lucas Johansson, who didn't play last night. The argument for playing him would be that he's got fresh legs, he's young, and he can skate. But he hasn't played in a week and a half, and he doesn't have a lot of NHL experience either. So I suspect it's going to be the same. You mentioned Beck Malenstein as far as up front. I think there's a chance that Beck goes. It sounded like they were evaluating him for upper body stuff last night, and it was real close to him maybe even coming back last night. He didn't, but he may be available tonight. If he doesn't go, I think Mike Scarbosa will get in there. Mike is a great skater. And he's pretty fresh too. He hasn't played in about a week. So I think if he gets in there, I don't think they're going to lose too much there, and they're still going to have some wheels. So I think by and large, it's going to be the same lineup. I think it's going to be the same line combination. I think it's going to be the same D, and it's certainly going to be the same goalie. And it's time to go for it in game 82, get it done, and then head to New York and take on the Rangers this weekend.
There you go.
Game 82, brother on brother. If they get to the Big Apple, would be a blast. Hey, John, just one last thing real quick. Can you just tell the world what your Twitter handle is one more time, please?
Sure, and that would be John Walton PXP on X or Twitter or whatever Muskie is calling it these days.
Okay, so just to be clear, Jeff, John Walton's Twitter handle is John Walton PXP. Is that
where did Jeff put?
Jeff has ZK underscore FFB.
That sounds like a mouthful.
What the hell?
I just edited the show sheet, guys. That's it. My bad.
Who is ZK underscore?
That's the guy Kruger we had last week that does the football analytics stuff. Just one more time, if everybody wants to follow John, it's at John Walton PXP. I understand if you don't do this, being in the play-by-play business, but do you have a prediction for tonight?
I really feel like it's going to be a close game. I'd hate to go too much further than that, but I think the Flyers are going to have a lot of fight. I think the Caps find a way, and I think it's going to be a fun train ride home from 30th Street, Philadelphia tonight.
There you go.
Let's hope so, man. You know, when did they score that goal last night when Carly got it in? It was first period. It was pretty early, right?
It was. And
like six, 7 minutes in?
Yeah, so from 12 minutes in, they end up with 1-0 all the way through. And then one of my favorite words I got to work in last night when Marchand turned the puck over and Dowd put it into the empty net to finish. Choking on a hairball is one of my favorites. So and Marchand did that. So very happy about that. Got to work that in at the end, and that's how they finished it off.
I love it. I think to your earlier point, John, if they can get on the board early tonight, be up 1-0 10 minutes into the game, We'll go a long way towards kind of locking this up.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they just need to do exactly what they did last night. You get that goal in the first period and settle in. Yeah, that's it. I mean, just settle in and just kind of go with it from there. And I think if you're able to do that, I mean, they've got some guys that can score on the other side. But this is an orange and black team here in Philly that has not played well down the stretch. And you just got to give them a reason. You know, you get a goal or two, and you get frustrated by Charlie, and they can start to see it slip away.
John, thank you for the time, man. We'll see you in Philly.
All right, John.
A lot of fun, guys. Let's hope there's playoffs this weekend. Let's do it again.
Hell yes. That's our friend John Walton. Follow him on Twitter, at John Walton PXP. Also to Bill Sullivan, who is trying to correct me about what station the Caps are on tonight. Bill, if I'm currently on 106.7 The Fan, and we just talked to the play-by-play man that's going to be calling the game on 106.7 The Fan. And I got the cluster buster 10 feet away from me sending me emails about what the programming will be on our station tonight. Trust me, the Caps are going to be on 106.7 The Fan tonight.
What are you saying they're going to be?
Don't worry about it. Nobody go anywhere. When we come back, it's visiting season. And it's kind of weird. And, Jeff, I don't know how to describe this. There's more than one visit going on at once.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All the gardens to this song. Wearing some Carl Kanai jeans.
I think, and I never went on Carl Kanai, but I think this has to go a little farther back than
Maurice Francois Jabot.
I probably was at the Ritz by then. Yeah, back then.
What was the Jabot jeans? The French
that was
joints.
College. That was college. That was college. In the first 2 years in the league, yeah.
What? Sergio Tacchini? What was the shirt? I saw, you have that.
Sergio Tacchini.
You have that picture of you, like, outside the shrimp boat.
Nah, we were in, what's it called? We were in Virginia Beach.
Right.
Ray Brown, and I think Alvin Walton.
I can only imagine. All right. I'm going to present a bunch of facts, and then I'm going to read a tweet that I think is actually quite smart.
We're listening.
The reports have come out. You just heard Earl Forsey talk about it. My man Toby was asking me about this earlier, and I wanted to make sure we did lots of caps before we kind of zero in on the Commanders here. Nicky Jabal is going to join us in a little less than a half hour, and we'll have plenty of information as well. Albert Breer first to report this. I believe that the Commanders, we've all known they're bringing the quarterbacks in, but it's been rather nebulous. It's been rather difficult to find out exactly when and who and what the order was, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what we've learned is everybody's coming together. Maybe they're getting bulk airfare. I don't know. But they're going to have Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix.
I'm sure it's more than one plane amongst that whole ownership group.
I imagine I imagine they don't lack planes, but they're all coming at the same time.
Yeah.
And
you know why? You can't tell us which one we bought first or last.
Now, last week they hosted a big batch of prospects. This week they're doing the same thing. Now, there will be these four quarterbacks, which will draw everybody's eye. But there's going to be roughly 20 prospects there. Mm-hmm. And for the folks that are like, yo, what the? This is what the Niners do. And whether it's a shot at secrecy so that you got all these guys and it's hard to figure out who you like, or you want to watch these players interact with each other, see if you can identify somebody as kind of an alpha, or that somebody's kind of a jerk, or somebody's kind of a loner, or somebody's kind of a nerd, or somebody's just on their phone the whole time. Whatever you can learn. Maybe there's some level of social experiment here. Mm-hmm. I don't have that answer. But I also think the 30 draft visits aren't all that important. We've said for a while now, they probably know what they're doing already.
Yeah, they probably know. But the thing of it also, like, you know, you bring everybody in together. You're absolutely right. You get to see how they interact with people. You may find out which of the guys becomes the leader of that crew right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think ultimately people always don't just throw the word leader out. Some people are natural. Some people act the part. Some people are forced to do the part. But when you get a bunch of people around, the guy that's an actual leader, a true leader, he just becomes that. No matter what the level of talent is in the crew. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He'll find a way. And then again, they can have more than – they can have the guys talking to a different person at different times. They don't all have to be in the same meeting together. You get what I'm saying? So it's a lot you can do, but I think doing it that way is smart because, hell, you just said something about a damn jersey and people lost their mind. Can you imagine if they had brought in one of the guys before the other?
Totally.
And one of them stayed longer or afterwards or whatever, you know?
One of them stayed the night?
Yeah, it will be everybody want to assume. You know, the only thing that you want to see going to do is do that, make the ass out of you and me.
Now,
and I say you because you're not going to want to make one out of me.
It's undeniably different, right? I think
we it's different for us because we normally see, we invite you in, we wine and dine you, we make sure the world knows.
Thought you were going to finish that. Okay. Wine and dine and what?
No, that's how they do it here. That's how it used to be. But you say it's what the 49ers do.
You get
do.
A Sean Taylor jersey and you get
but
a Sean Taylor jersey.
But you say it's what the 49ers do. So it's not new. It's just new to this fan base.
I liked this from Standig. Ben Standig covers the Commanders for The Athletic. There's a long tweet. I'm going to read it. Good example of how the Commanders are keeping things under wraps. Look at the various updates this morning on the quarterback visits. All kind of saying the same thing, but not exactly lined up, or at least not initially. I was told last week Daniels would arrive Monday. Instead, that's pushed back to today. There were reports that May would arrive the next day. Now the report is they will be hanging with the team together, plus J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix. And Josh Harris is there to support Adam Peters, Dan Quinn. Mm-hmm. The group activity plans were broken into two parts. Last week, a bunch of players were together. Another outing happening again this week. Didn't initially sound like the QBs were part of that group. Now it appears they are. This is all just for a semi-perfunctory 30 visit, let alone a coaching search or a quarterback decision process. The Commanders are doing their own thing. That's for sure.
Yep.
And I think we got to all agree on that. And, like, the question I get more than anything, last night I was at the Caps game, and a whole bunch of people just kind of shouted at me, who's the pick? Who's the pick? And my answer is, I don't know. I don't know.
Tell him my name is JP.
I think.
Not Adam Peters.
Yeah, I also think we learned. I think we learned a lot in the coaching search in that there's kind of like this two camp narrative that is formed of people that are like, oh, I thought it was going to be Dan Quinn all along. But then there's also the, yo, Ben Johnson just pulled out of the race. But these dudes are going to do their own operating, and they are completely unscared of challenging conventional wisdom or upsetting fans on social media in April. Like, if
I don't think they can be concerned about the fans on social media. If, they got to do what they're supposed to do
right.
Based off of what their level of expertise and experience is.
If folks are mad at them in October, means they are losing games. They'll care about that. But right now, they got to just build the operation, the organization, how they see fit. And if this is, look, it's at least unconventional. They're to borrow a phrase, zigging when the world zags a little bit here.
I mean,
and that's okay.
But it's what Josh saw happening where he was last. So it may be unconventional for what we're used to, because we are normally looking at when a guy comes in, they don't let him leave until he signs, right? Or if the rookie come in, they're going to wine and dine, do everything to make sure, oh, everybody knows. They don't want you to know. So they're doing the smart thing here. Why allow, first of all, people are going to guess and estimate and assume all they want. Why would they give them something to be able to play on as if this is what they're doing? Look, this is what's going to happen. They ain't giving you nothing. I think it's smart.
I don't know that it's smart or dumb or somewhere in the middle or just
trying.
I think
it's smart. In this day and age where everything is always taken wrong or people try to look at what you're doing, a trend, and try to take something from it, smart. Everybody come in together.
Well, and so Toby asked the question, they have the second overall pick. Do they really need to be doing this level of you know, misinformation or whatever? I don't know that they're doing that. This may, just may be their process.
Is it misinformation because they brought everybody together?
If this was the Niners' process, they weren't – I mean, granted, they traded up to draft third overall, and they were, I think, second overall when Peters and them first got there. But, like, this just might be the way they operate, man, and that's how – the operation will continue next year when ideally they're not drafting second overall.
You know what happens? If I do it like this year, and I'll do it like this again next year, you don't see a trend, do you?
No.
So that may be the thing. I'm going to set a tone, and I'm going to do this the rest of my time. That may be it.
Right. I think this is how the operation went in San Fran, and Peters is going. You know what they do in San Fran pretty well, Brian?
Keep secrets.
Win games, too.
That's the most important thing right there.
This doesn't. One thing that I find interesting, B, is that Penix is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this oddly again, Jeff, when I was in the shower.
What does that do? That made you start thinking a little more.
The shower is where I do my best thinking, Jeff.
Info I do not need to know.
Do you want me to talk about the lotion again?
Bruh.
I shaved. My wife got me really nice face moisturizer. Only shave my face, Jeff. But B, I was thinking about this morning. We've had callers say this. I think you and I agree how pretty the ball comes out of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
There is some level of consensus that if he's not the top pure passer, he'd be number two behind Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about Michael Penix,
if he didn't have the knee injuries,
medicals are medicals, and I get it.
Conversation might be different,
but like it is remarkable that arguably the best pure passer in this draft, at best, is going to be the fifth quarterback taken.
Possibly, yeah.
Chris Russo, Russell Mania Rooster joins the program next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Chris.
I love this tune.
You're not turn it up. Sing it for us.
No.
Sing it. Now you got to sing. You said
No.
Hey, Rooster. No. Go ahead. Should drive
B
to Philly
was
tonight.
Doing good.
You should drive to Philly tonight and take JP with you.
Can't make
it. Y'all get there in the second period?
Yeah, I was going to say, middle of the second period, Brian. Brian, this would surprise you. I was not only early and on time for both nights of WrestleMania, but I was multiple hours early.
Chris, that kind of shows what your priorities are.
Yeah,
then,
you
dude.
Had no choice like, on that.
Clearly,
one.
WrestleMania matters more.
I mean, listen, work versus WrestleMania, you know, like WrestleMania is going to win.
Oh, hope the cluster buster ain't listening.
If WrestleMania not paying, it better not win.
All right, Chris.
Yes, how are you, boys?
You can pick the order here. I want to do some hockey, and I want to do some visit season.
Whatever you want to do. I'm good. Hockey. Let's
start
spend
with
a little
hockey.
More time on that.
What'd you think last night?
Probably the best defensive game in every which way, shape, and form that I've seen them play in a really long time, certainly this year, and I would probably venture a guess last year, even though Lindgren's had five shutouts before. Last night, you shut down and hold a Boston team to, 17 shots on goal?
16, I think.
16, whatever it was. And they had a couple of good opportunities late in the third period. Pasta had a great opportunity. Maroon had a good opportunity from the high slot. Charlie McAvoy came in screeching down the middle of the ice, had a really good opportunity. So they gave up some good chances in the third period. But they were distant enough where I think Lindgren was able to keep the traffic out from underneath or in front of him, see the puck clearly, and obviously he's playing very, very, very well. Now, can they do that tonight? My second night of back-to-back against a desperate Flyers. I hope so, too.
But it's only one game. See, that's what you got to think about it.
I know.
I understand the back-to-back, but you know what? This is a one game. You got to give everything you have tonight, and you figure out resting up for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And
it's not like, oh, we got a back-to-back, and then we got seven games coming up in the next 10 days.
You know, Brian, you know this, obviously, as an athlete. Like, certain games you get up for a little bit more, whether you admit it or not. They have played Saturday against Tampa, and some of that was because Nick Jensen got laid out on an illegal check. That somehow wasn't called for a penalty. I still can't figure that one out.
The only call was on Tom.
Yeah, exactly. And then last night, and I hope tonight, they have played like kind of proverbially with their hair on fire. Like it truly is game seven of a series. And that's the exact mentality that they have to take in tonight. Now, we know they're not going to have Rasmus Sandin. We know they're not going to have Nick Jensen. So that we know they're already short two. McElrath did a pretty nice job last night coming up from Hershey. Iorio, guys like that. Alex Alexiev has done a nice job down the stretch here. The thing that I'm worried about tonight, guys, Beck Malenstein. And if you think
about
it.
We had Walton on earlier, and he thinks Beck is going to be good to go.
I mean, he did make the trip, so that was favorable, but we won't officially know until later on. But that's good. You know, I was thinking about this. What's standing in the way? You guys used to have him on all the time.
Garnett
Hathaway.
I might have to go in that Flyers dressing room, depending how this game finishes.
You know, that would be unfortunate. I mean, love Garnett, but don't want the Flyers to win. Now, I mean, there's all sorts of wacky scenarios. Obviously, if the Capitals don't win in any way, I mean, obviously a win of any kind gets them in. We know that. If they don't win and they get a point, meaning they lose in overtime or shootout, then they're going to need a lot of help from the Islanders tomorrow night, who are not playing.
Let's not even talk about
anything
and all that. We're not entertaining all that. Yeah. We are a Mitchell Parker radio program, and we are a Caps Win the Night program. Also, I think Toby's asleep. Look at him; he was definitely asleep. Just really leaning in on Jeff's footsteps. I'm proud of him.
young Tobes has had a long last 24 hours.
Yeah, dude, it's not like I had to work a game last night and take kids to school this morning. I didn't have to do anything.
Get up at 5 in the morning, go on the treadmill.
I'm not going to Philly to drive home, probably get home around 2 a.m.
You're not driving.
Let's get Toby
you're
some
catching
extra
a train
sleep.
Up, and you got somebody driving you back.
Stop. I'm riding.
Stop acting like you're riding don't mean you have to stay up.
I'm not asleep at the wheel like Toby. He's literally asleep in his chair.
Told me I was sleeping. He just, his glasses make it look like that.
I also wanted to point out, Chris, that you were hoping the Cluster Buster wasn't listening. In fact, he is. And he texted me, that's so funny that Russell was an hour early for WrestleMania because he was late to his show on the Monday after WrestleMania and Denton had to host.
I thought he didn't know that. Damn.
Appears he does.
First of all, let's be real.
Minnesota Avenue, gotcha.
He normally listens to the shows, whether he's here or not. And people talk a lot. Have you not noticed that
Geez,
yet?
That's shocking that I wasn't able to cover that three-minute loss
but
up.
Think about this, though, Chris. We work at a radio station.
Yeah.
Do you think we don't talk a lot?
Yeah, this just in.
What makes you
everybody
think you
knows
can
everybody's
just do something
dirty
in
laundry.
A radio station and not be told?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I also have,
I was just hoping
like,
conveniently
somebody thinking
he missed
that. We actually used Drab's credit card for something. That wasn't very
did he
smart.
Did he ever respond back to your calls?
Yeah, we talked to him. Okay. He's already gone. But
we were doing a bit on the radio while we were trying to get a hold of him to make sure we got his card back.
No, I heard.
Him.
I just didn't know the resolution.
Did you ever think we were actually running up stuff on his credit card?
No.
Yeah, because it was just joking around.
I have a sense of humor, believe it or not.
I
understand
one time,
exactly
one time
what
you have one. Time.
I understood exactly what you guys were doing. I just didn't hear the resolution to whether he actually called you back and got the card or not.
The resolution is Drab's in Spain, and he ain't worried about it.
He said he had extra cards.
Roost, the Commanders are hosting 100 dudes for their visits all at once, including four quarterbacks.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where do you land on caring? It's different.
I mean, I don't know how you guys feel. Like, I wasn't able to hear a lot of the show on the way in because I was on the phone with my daughter. So here, like, what I would say is this. I think they each have, and maybe as a consensus group, they have an odds-on favorite. And I don't mean odds as in gambling odds. I mean just a favorite. And now they're just using this process to just check some final boxes, cross some final T's, dot some final I's. I mean, if they don't know what kind of work ethic, what kind of maturity, what kind of, you know, is a dude like Jaden Daniels and Drake May and J.J. McCarthy going to show up at 6 a.m. or are they going to Robert Griffin and show up at 7:30? You know, that type of thing. I think they know all that stuff by now, but they just want to cross those T's, dot those I's, that kind of thing, and find out what kind of personality they're getting, what in a little bit more of a private setting than you can, certainly at a pro day, or even like when they took J.J. McCarthy out to dinner in Ann Arbor, you know, I'm sure it was like kind of like an hour and a half, 2 hours, kind of quick, hey, get to know you kind of thing. But how many questions can you, at least if you spend 4 or 5 hours with a guy, maybe a little bit more, dinner, what have you, you can get a little bit more insight into what makes them tick. And maybe it rules them out as opposed to rules them in.
Roos, do you think they're going to tape a $100 bill in the back of every playbook and see who returns the money?
That's a good question. I would not.
You would not?
Yeah, I would just take it. I mean, Uncle Josh's got plenty of hundreds.
Are you at all aware of that?
You put some money in the playbook of mine.
No.
I'm going to say, hey, I got that money you left for me. Thank you very much. Yeah. And I could tell you everything in the playbook, but I'm not giving it back.
Yeah. What is that reference?
Shouldn't play them dumb games.
It's a movie, Draft Day, with Kevin Costner.
I know.
I have not seen that movie.
Right. I will keep it, though.
Lastly, Roost.
You're a smart man, Brian.
At times. But B would be smart and say thank you for it, so he's acknowledging that it's there. They can't really fire back on that. This is also a hypothetical, fictional problem. Often you stay here too late, so I want to let you go because CK just texted he'd like to see you in his office.
Ooh.
Bring your bags.
Bring your playbook.
Bring your playbook.
Is he like
the and the $100 bill. Go Caps, Roos.
All right. Thank you, boys.
When we come back, Nicky Giavalla joins the program.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.